Do you feel like your business is running your life instead of the other way around? I'm Roy Castleman. I've built multiple seven-figure companies, worked across continents, and coached high-performing entrepreneurs. But I've also been completely burnt out. At one point, I was barely seeing my daughter, drowning in stress, and one step away from walking away from it all. That's when I made a decision to build a business and a life that works for me. The journey became Elevate 360. A system to help business owners reclaim their time, find their energy again, and get back in control without sacrificing growth. And this podcast, Power Movers, is where I share real stories behind that shift. Each week, you'll hear from entrepreneurs, founders, and leaders who've walked through the fire and come out of the other side with clarity, courage, and a system that works. If you're ready to build a business that gives you more life instead of taking it away, you're in the right place.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. I'm here today with Jaden Sterling. He's doing something on the edge of trading and AI and all these kind of things. So I thought it'd be interesting to have a chat with him and see how he sees the world as we go forward. Welcome to the podcast, sir.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here.
So tell me, just first of all, I normally ask entrepreneurs, yeah, you were in the real world of working and now you're not. And I love that story. What was that time in your life where you said, I've had enough of working. I'm not employable anymore.
I remember it vividly. I was 29 years old. I was working for Citigroup and I was a regional vice president for them, had worked my way up the ladder the decade of the 90s. And business was great. I was being paid well. I was in the financial industry. I knew I wanted to be in that industry. And I just felt like something on the inside, I just felt being held back. It was the strangest thing. And with that really strong inner feeling, I had invested well. During the 90s, I bought one stock and it tripled in value. And it allowed me to actually have over $1 million in my account at the age of 29. So I said to myself, I'm single, have minimal expenses. What am I doing? I'm working for someone else, making them richer. And really, that was it. I just decided, I flew to New York, saw my boss, and I said, hey, I'm out of here. And he thought it was a ploy to get more money. So he said to me, what if I don't accept your letter of resignation? Like, how much can we pay you to keep you? And I said, oh, it's not about the money. And I sincerely meant that. It wasn't about the money. It was about knowing that there was something more inside me that wanted to express itself. And the only way to do that was to quit my job.
And what were the first steps like? It goes into being a really exciting and scary and exciting and more scary kind of an initial thing, because we don't know, right? We step out. I love that about entrepreneurs. We step out and see a problem in the world. We think we can solve it. And we step out into it. We don't know what we're doing, but we figure it out.
I rode all the ups and downs on that roller coaster. And the funny thing was, I was really drawn to real estate at the time. Nothing to do with stocks, although my portfolio helped me buy stocks because I would put my IRA up as collateral to buy an 8-unit apartment building. And then we'd make some capital improvements to it, increase the rents, and I'd get my IRA back. So it was like literally a no money down deal kind of thing. So I used my stocks as a tool, a leverage tool to buy more assets, which was basically apartment buildings, commercial real estate. And I knew I had to learn about money, big money. So I started, my business grew to $12.5 million in 7 years. And this was back in the early 2000s when that was a decent amount of money. I really wanted to learn more about how money worked, how the flow of capital worked, how debt worked, and how leverage worked. And I got that education through real estate, although at the end, quite painful because it was 08, 09 timeframe, when the markets unraveled. And I was like, oh, just the banks were calling me like, hey, you've got a $2 million loan, your portfolio, this one property went from 4 million in value. It's now down to 2 million. You have to come up with $1 million for the loan to value. And I said, could I just drop the keys off at your headquarters there? So it was a lot of key dropping off, if you will. And I learned a lot, but it brought me right back to my roots of stocks and how powerful stocks are, because I would never have had that experience in real estate if I hadn't started investing in stocks. So my like passion mission came full circle at that moment in 09 when I stepped into teaching more about investments, how to grow assets, how to start really building wealth, not just staying alive.
2008, what a year that was. I went from a very full order book to an empty order book in 3 weeks. Yeah. Oh, we made it. We rode it through. We got out the other side. And you're right. I think the thing about what we do is that you only learn from the hard times, right? You can learn in two places. You can get coaching or you can learn from hard times. Yeah.
That's right.
And you have to be ready to get coaching as well. I wasn't ready to get coaching because I had an arrogance to me, which I'm ashamed to admit that I thought I knew how to do it. But what I did is I sat there and I looked at other people doing it and thought, I can do it like that. I didn't have their experience. I didn't have their knowledge. I hadn't learned their lessons. I hadn't done any of the things they had done to earn that knowledge. And I didn't want to pay a coach 100 grand to come and coach me. But I eventually paid the 100 grand. And learned more in 6 months than I learned in all the time before that. Those two things, I think, that ability to be coachable, but also to learn from your lessons, either make the mistakes and learn the hard way or go and find someone that's done it before.
You're so right. If the coach has earned their weight in gold with asking the right questions, which allowing you to open your mind to another avenue or possibility. For me, it didn't end up being coaching. It ended up being consultants who I hired. And I would pay consultants $10,000 for 1 hour. And that hour allowed me to make hundreds of thousands of dollars in real estate. I brought in a consultant. Funny, I had a property and it was a 16-unit apartment building, and there was a parking lot and another home and a garage apartment above that, and then actual garage units in the back, 10 of them behind the building. Profitable property. And I bought it as a conversion. I wanted to convert it into affordable housing for people. And I brought this consultant out. And she charged me $10,000, but she said to me, if I were you, I would do a lot line adjustment and I would carve out the parking lot for the apartment building and remove the home off the parcel and keep that separate. That was brilliant. I had never thought about it. She said, just do a curb cut so people can pull into the parking lot. It was the easiest thing I ever did. And that allowed me to make an extra $1 million on that property. When you hire the right professionals, pay for their time with what it's worth, it's just a no-brainer for sure.
And now we're in a different world. Everything's changed. We have every financial system crumbling around us. We have Bitcoin doing whatever Bitcoin's doing. The share market trading in all sorts of random ways. And we have AI. And AI is going to be the biggest single change we see in our lifetimes. It's the biggest single opportunity, but it's also going to be
Yeah,
the biggest pain.
the most interesting thing I find about this, we are still in a debt-based economy, and debt makes the world go round. And at some point, the music's going to stop, and there aren't going to be enough chairs. It's interesting to me how this blockchain crypto has really come about to start opening people up to the idea because. As far as I can tell, there's going to be a real push for a global new world order situation going on where there's digital currency, and that's going to be a big pill for a lot of people to swallow. But with the advent of Bitcoin and everything that's gone on recently, the last 12, 13 years, people are used to it. They're accustomed to it. They like it. It's been a fairly easy way to transact or move money. But the reality is, it's the most tracked and traced because there's a ledger for every single transaction and everyone has access to it. So I'm hoping that cash doesn't go away. But ultimately, I think silver and gold reign supreme out of all this. That's my belief. I'm always buying. I've got these silver bars on my desk that I just bought, 10 ounces each. And I'm always buying coins and things like that because I think. When you talk about sound money, that's not a debt-based economy. That's a real money economy. And I think there's going to be a place for that. We don't know when. We don't have a crystal ball, but it could come sooner than later.
I think the silver one's quite interesting because gold by nature is used in jewelry and some electronics. Silver is actually a traded commodity that people need to do stuff with. And the supply is becoming much harder to come by. So where you were able to go and buy all the time, and that supply and demand thing really on the Bitcoin side, Bitcoin's big thing is there's a limited demand, a limited supply. And there seems to be, we're moving towards that with silver quite rapidly.
And it's in so many applications, solar panels, data centers, hardware. It's used so often, and there's no replacement for it. It's just such a great conductor. Like to your point about AI, it will continue to boost and use silver quite a bit. And so I think, I don't know, I'm still on the fence about this whole AI situation because I was so burnt in the early 2000s with technology because they were pushing technology that hadn't even been invented yet. If what we're hearing is true, there's going to be a data center on every single corner. It's just bizarre, like how Starbucks was a long time ago. It's going to use a huge amount of resource, electric. It's going to probably pollute our water. It's just not going to be the best situation. However, if just half of the data centers that they're talking about are going to be built, that is going to require a tremendous amount of copper, a tremendous amount of power and silver. And we can make money on that. We can capitalize on that because I think AI, it's interesting. Bloomberg had an article yesterday talking about AI, and maybe it's not quite all that it's cracked up to be. So
Okay.
I thought it was
Appreciate that.
interesting that a mainstream publication finally has come out and started questioning AI and how it, we've been told that it learns on its own, all that, it replicates itself, it gets smarter. Her take was that doesn't at all happen. It doesn't know how to do that. I use ChatGPT all the time and I'll ask it to pick out options contracts and it'll show me a Saturday expiry, which doesn't even exist for options. I think we just take it with a grain of salt. What do you think about all that?
I think we've been sold very much this dream that AI is a 90% tool, right?
Yeah.
And AI, is, in my mind, is a 60% tool. What it can do very well. To your point, firstly, ChatGPT died in version 5, in my mind. I got divorced from ChatGPT. I had this lovely relationship with Chad. They built Chadette, and I felt like I was married again. I moved over to Claude. Yeah, Claude streaks different. Secondly, I've been in this for 3.5 years. I run three IT companies, and so I've always been more tech savvy. And I've been really looking at the thought of how we can use AI effectively. And one of the things I do now, I don't know if you've come across Notion as a database option.
No.
So it's a bit of software, basically, and it's a database software. And the problem with every AI tool you have, to your Bloomberg lady's point, every time you go into a new chat window, you lose, it doesn't learn anymore. Everyone's got the learning turned off, so it doesn't learn anymore, right? So Claude, for example, learned up until 2025 in March. That's as much information as it got. However, you can tell it to go and learn more on every chat. But also, as you walk through your day, if you're trying to store everything in your large language model, ChatGPT, Claude, whatever it is, it's never going to remember it. What I do is I say, I'm working on this little thread at the moment. Now, put that information that I've just learned, which I haven't had before, and put it into my Notion. And it just puts it into my Notion. And so I keep on offloading all the AI as it comes, as useful information comes to me, I offload it into a separate brain. So I think outside my brain. Right. And what it's allowed me to do is it's allowed me to expand my thinking power massively. So in your example of the options contracts that you want to go and deal with, if you're offloading that all the time and you're getting it to check online all the time when you do it, it's going to give you a totally different result. So it's really about how do you use it in a way that it's designed to be used. And we haven't
Yes.
been told how it's designed to be used. And another big thing is the AI won't tell you how it's designed to be used. Yeah. So Claude, I will say to Claude, I want you to go and build a Claude skill. All right. So it's like a GPT and ChatGPT. And Claude won't know how to build the Claude skill to the current recommendations because it's got no knowledge of it.
Okay.
But Claude is very good. It's like your brilliant autistic 17-year-old nephew. And you can
Right.
throw him every single math question in the world, and he's got it. But 5 minutes later, he's forgotten that question and it's gone. Every five or six prompt that you put in, you lose that entire context. So
That's
once you
bizarre.
realize,
Even if you're logged in
you're logged
and
in and you got the threads, and it'll only look at the last five or six threads, and then it'll try and compact them. Yeah, and they'll tell you it's got a million context window and all these great things, and maybe it'll get better, but that's just not the truth. Yeah. And what I'm looking at is, as a business owner and a professional, what can you do? How can you fix this problem I've got now? And it's not just understanding your problem, it's understanding how to automate, and then it's how do I make AI do this for me?
Absolutely.
Yeah, sorry.
And I think a lot of companies are using it as an excuse to lay off workers. Have
That's
you
a
noticed that
that's
too?
yeah. That's going to bite them in the rear end like nothing else.
I think so too.
I firmly believe that AI shouldn't power us to be more human.
Yeah.
So if you have 10 people in your team, and you can offload 70% of their monotonous tasks they don't like doing to AI, and you can empower them to connect work more, you can empower them to engage more, you can give them the tools so that they can think more and do the things that we've forgotten how to do over the last 50 years, which is really activate the thinking part of your brain.
Yes.
And you can let them work 6 hours a day instead of 10. Yeah, you're going to have a way,
Yeah.
way happier team who's able to do 10 times the work. You're going to come in. If we can do
I
that,
like that. I like that vision. Let's keep, that'd be great if that came true. I love it.
I'm doing it all the time.
Good.
I'm doing now myself with all these different operations, but in one of the operations, I'm doing the work of what would be a six or seven person team. And I'm doing it to a way more efficient and effective way than they would.
And with the use of AI, with Claude,
Abusive.
or, and did you say
Oh.
Claudette?
No, I said Chad it. So I chat GPT Chad.
Okay.
He was my buddy. And then they killed Chad and they made their birth Chadette. Yes, the latest version of ChatGPT, I don't really get on with at all. Yeah, you have
Gotcha.
two pages of outputs when you ask one simple question. Yeah, Claude doesn't do that at all.
Okay, so you prefer Claude over anything else?
There's tools for tools. What's the right purpose of that tool? Claude has got
Yeah.
certain purposes. Gemini's got certain purposes. It takes a while to understand what they are. But definitely,
Sure.
yeah, Claude is built for corporates. It's built with security in mind. It's very good at writing, and you can do all sorts of things in the background.
Yeah, we're just starting to onboard Claude into our systems.
Yeah, well, happy to have a chat with you at some point if you want to.
I look forward to
So tell us what you're doing at the moment, your current.
Yes. So for the last 8 years, I've built a software called Sterling Stock Picker with my partners. And it came from, I started doing some money mentoring for folks in 09, and many worked with thousands of people worldwide. And one of my students asked me one day from Canada, she said, "I love what you're teaching me, but could you build software around this?" And I thought, wow, I'm not a software developer, but I said, that's a really interesting idea. I said, let me see what I can do with that. And then everything just lined up where I met my partners. They are developers. And I told them about my vision. If we could help novice investors find winning stocks in two clicks or less, we'd be making a positive difference in the world. And that's what we set out to do. This was well before AI really started taking off. So we built it from the standpoint of looking at stocks through their pure analytics, like technicals and fundamentals, financials and financial health. And so we have a scoring mechanism that shows anywhere from 1 to 5 stars. A 5-star is our extreme buy. And then we chart that over the years. And we are currently running at about 62% above the sector averages in terms of return for the last 30 days. So we've really developed an awesome platform that helps people invest their money, build a portfolio. Because for me personally, it goes right back to buying stocks. They're in my 20s, buying that one company that tripled in value, and I added to it every month, dollar cost averaged, and turned 70,000 into over 1 million. So I know that individual stocks work rather than mutual funds or other package products.
And how, if people want to get hold of this, do you have a demo for them to look at, a trial for them to try? How does it work?
Yeah, we do. We have a 30-day trial. We have over 5,000 members on our platform. So it's a robust platform with a lot of engagement. And it's simple. It's Sterling, like Sterling Silver, which is my last name, sterlingstockpicker.com.
Cool. I will make sure I've got all your details in there. And if people want to reach out to you, what's the best way to get you?
That is the best way as well through the platform. I have a whole team that processes any input that comes into our platform, and I receive the emails and I personally answer them as well.
So it's been a pleasure speaking to you, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. Thanks for coming on the
Thank
podcast.
you. Thank you very much. I really enjoyed it.
Thanks for listening to Power Movers, the podcast from All the Power, where our mission is to help business owners reclaim their time, reset their energy, and live the life they love. If this episode sparked something for you, your next step is simple. Take the fit check at allthepower.co.uk. It's a short clarity tool that helps you see where you are, what's getting in the way, and what might be possible if you have the right system. When you're ready, come and join the tribe. Power Movers start with our signature framework called Elevate 360, a system built to help you escape survival mode, create structure, and move forward with power. Just remember, everything we share here is based on real stories, experience, and frameworks. It's not personal business advice. Always speak to a coach or advisor before making big decisions. Because in the end, it's about more than business. It's about building a life that you actually love. I'm Roy Castleman, and I'll see you in the next episode.